لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك.
ولي أمر المسلمين Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei's message to Hajj pilgrims, 2011. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the All-Merciful. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and many blessings and greetings be to the Master of the creatures, Muhammad al-Mustafa, and his immaculate family and his elect companions. The spiritual spring of Hajj has arrived with its freshness, purity, and God-given grandeur and majesty, gathering again the faithful and eager hearts, like butterflies encircling the Kaaba of Divine Unity and Islamic Solidarity. Camped at Makkah and Mina, Arafat and Mash'ar are the fortunate human beings who, having responded to the call of proclaim the Hajj to all the people, are being honored with the hospitality of the Clement and Munificent Lord. Here is the blessed house and the source of guidance from which the manifest divine signs radiated and the canopy of safety was set up to cast its universal shade. Wash your hearts in the zamzam of piety, humility and God's remembrance. Open the inner eye to the lights of the divine signs. Embrace the spirit of submission and dedication, which are the hallmarks of true servanthood. Keep on refreshing in your hearts the memory of that patriarch who, in willing compliance, led his Ishmael to the scene of sacrifice, thus showing us the clear path of attaining the friendship of the glorious Lord and the manner of traversing it with the resolve infused with faith and an intent imbued with sincerity. The station of Abraham is one among these manifest signs. The footprint by the side of Holy Kaaba of Abraham, may peace be upon him, is only a symbol of the station of Abraham. The station of Abraham is his station of dedication and self-sacrifice, his fortitude and resistance to personal desires and fatherly feelings, as well as against the domination of unfaith, polytheism and Nimrud, the tyrant of the time. Today, these two paths of deliverance lie open before each of us, individuals belonging to the Muslim Ummah. Determination, courage, and firmness of resolve on part of each one of us can advance us towards the same goals to which mankind have been invited by the divine envoys from Adam to the seal of the prophets, with the promise of dignity and felicity in the world and the hereafter for those who take this path. It will be worthy of the Hajj pilgrims at this great assembly of the Islamic Ummah to address the most important issues of the Islamic world. The uprisings and revolutions in some important Islamic countries are at the head of these issues. The events that have taken place in the Islamic world in the interval between the previous and present Hajj pilgrimages can change the destiny of the Islamic Ummah, and they forebode a bright future accompanied with dignity and progress, material and spiritual. Dictators and corrupt taghuts allied with foreign powers have been overthrown in Egypt, Tunisia and Libya, and the stormy waves of popular uprising in some other countries threaten to bring down the castles of wealth and power. This new chapter in the history of our Ummah reveals certain truths which are all manifest divine signs and give us vital lessons. These truths should be taken into account by Muslim nations in all their calculations. First, a young generation has emerged from the bowels of these nations after decades of political subjugation to foreign powers, which with its admirable self-confidence is ready to face dangers, confront the dominant powers, and is determined to change the status quo. Second, despite the authority and efforts of secular rulers and their overt and covert measures to curtail the influence of religion in these countries, Islam, with its conspicuous and impressive presence, has become the guiding principle of popular expression and sentiment. Like a fountainhead effusing through popular discourse and behavior, it has given vitality and freshness to the rallies and activities of the millions. The mosques and minarets, Islamic slogans and calls of Allahu Akbar, and the recent Tunisian elections provide decisive evidence for this claim. Without doubt, free elections in any Islamic country will hardly result in anything except what happened in Tunisia. Moreover, as revealed for all by this year's events, God Almighty has placed such a force in the resolve and determination of nations that no power whatsoever can withstand it. With this God-given power, nations can change their destiny and partake of divine help. Furthermore, during the last decades, arrogant powers led by the United States had reduced the regional states to a subjugate condition through their political and security tactics. They imagined to have opened an obstacle-free highway for their rising economic, cultural, and political domination over this sensitive part of the world. But now, they are the primary target of the disgust and hatred of the region's nations. To be certain, the regimes emerging from all these revolutions will never submit to the disgraceful inequalities of the past, and the political geography of the region will be drawn by the nations in pursuance of their dignity and complete independence. In addition, the crafty nature of the hypocritical Western powers has become all too apparent for the people of these countries. The US and Europe made their utmost effort to retain their pawns in Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya, each of them in a particular way, but when their wishes had to give a smile at the triumphant public. There are further precious facts and manifest divine signs embedded in the regional events of the past year, which are not hard to discern for reflective minds. Nevertheless, the Islamic Ummah and especially the revolutionary nations stand in need of two basic elements. First, the continuity of their stand and avoidance of slackness and resolve. In the Quran, the divine summons to the greatest messenger, may God bless him and his family, are addressed in these words: "Be steadfast, just as you have been commanded, you and whoever has turned to God with you, and do not overstep the bounds. And be steadfast, just as you have commanded." The Prophet Moses, may peace be upon him, is quoted as telling his people, "Turn to God for help and be patient. The earth indeed belongs to God, and He gives its inheritance to whomever He wishes of His servants, and the outcome will be in favor of the God-fearing." At the present, the most significant aspect of God-fearing for the rising nations is not to halt in their auspicious movement and not to let themselves be diverted by the achievements of this phase. This is the important part of the God-fearing and piety whose possessors are rewarded with the favorable outcome. Second, vigilance with regard to the plot suffered a setback from these uprisings and revolutions. They will not sit idle. They will enter the arena with all their political, financial, and security outfits to re-establish their influence and control in these countries. Their outfits are carrot and stick in deceit. Experience has shown there are some among the elite who are susceptible to these gimmicks. Fear, greed, or negligence prompt them to serve the enemy. The vigilant eyes of the youth, intellectuals, and religious scholars should be closely watchful. The biggest danger posed by the camp of unfaith and arrogant powers lies in its intervention and influence over the structure of the new political systems in these countries. They will do their utmost to see that the new systems do not take on an Islamic and democratic identity. All the concerned people in these countries and all those who cherish their homeland's honor, dignity, and progress should work to ensure the complete and perfect Islamic and democratic character of the emergent polity. In this regard, the role of the constitutions will be prominent. National unity and official recognition of the Secretariat of future success. The valiant revolutionary nations of Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya, as well as other awakened and combatant nations, should know that the sole means of deliverance from the oppression of guile of the United States and other Western hubristic powers is to establish a global balance of power conducive to their interests. The Muslims should bring themselves on a par with the great world powers in order to be able to reach a serious solution of their problems with the world devourers. This cannot be achieved except with the cooperation, understanding, and solidarity of Islamic countries. This was an unforgettable advice of the great Imam Khomeini. For months on, the United States and NATO dropped bombs on the heads of the Libyan people, making Gaddafi a vicious dictator and excuse. Gaddafi was someone who was considered their close friend before the valiant uprising of the Libyan people. They used to coddle him, steal the wealth of Libya through his hands, and press or kiss his hand in order to dupe him. Following the people's uprising, they made him an excuse to destroy the entire infrastructure of Libya. Which state could stop the tragic massacre at the hands of NATO? Until the claws and fangs of the bloodthirsty and barbaric Western powers are not, their safety from such dangers is not possible except by forming the Islamic world as a powerful bowl. Today, the West, United States, and Zionism are weaker than ever before. Economic troubles, successive failures in Afghanistan and Iraq, deep-running public outrage in America and other Western countries with its daily, widening scope, the struggles and sacrifices of the people of Palestine and Lebanon, the daring popular uprisings in Yemen, Bahrain, and some other countries under American influence, all these are significant portents of the Islamic Ummah, especially for the emergent revolutionary nations. Faithful men and women throughout the Islamic world, particularly in Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya, should make the most of this opportunity for the formation of an international Islamic power bloc. The vanguard and the elite of the uprising should place their trust in Almighty God and, with reliance on His promise of help, adorn the new chapter in the history of the Islamic Ummah with their lasting achievements, thus earning God's approval and fulfilling the prerequisites of His help. May peace be upon God's righteous servants.